And now the Spirit 105.3 Good News Story of the Day.
Even if you're not a sports fan, you kind of got to be excited for Clemson, who won the National College Championship, beat Alabama for the first time in decades. And the coach for the Tigers couldn't have been more humble and amazing. His motto, his word that he used all year, was joy.
For me personally, joy comes from focusing on Jesus, others, and yourself. And there ain't never been a 15-0 team. And I know we're not supposed to be here. We're just little old Clemson. And I'm not supposed to be here. But we are, and I am. And how about them Tigers, man? I'm so proud of our guys, these seniors. We beat Notre Dame and Alabama. We left no doubt. And we walk off this field tonight as the first 15-0 team in college football history. And all the credit, all the glory goes to the good Lord, number one. And number two, to these young people. When you get a young group of people that believe, are passionate, they love each other, they sacrifice, they're committed to a singleness of purpose, you better look out. Great things can happen, and that's what you saw tonight. I mean, you can't write a Hollywood script like this. Only God can do this, and that's a fact. And people may think I'm crazy or quacky or whatever, but only God can orchestrate this. You can't, no Hollywood producer can write it, but I'm just telling you, if I can do it, if these Clemson Tigers can do it, hey, anybody can do it if you have a belief in yourself and what you're doing and you surround yourself with a bunch of great young people that are passionate. And tonight, we conquered a mountain that ain't ever been conquered.
Talk about a David and Goliath moment. It's amazing how God uses people in our lives, situations, even national television, to celebrate the good news and remind us where our true strength comes from.